I think my head got smaller.
That's a sentence I didn't expect to hear as we opened the sports sound effect. Like, I expected sports. What are you talking about,
I Crouch? I got distracted because my headphones aren't fitting. But anyway, let's start this one off with some cricket. 18-year-old Kwena Mapaga will make his test debut at Newlands in Cape Town today when the second test against Pakistan begins. Now, he will become South Africa's youngest test player at 18 years and 271 days old. Since spinner Paul Adams.
You know, he was playing against schoolboys 3 weeks ago. Nah. Imagine, that's almost unfair.
At break time.
He was at St. Stithians where KG went. And I played against KG when I was in like grade 10 and he was in matric. And it was the closest I've come to death. He was terrifying. So all those poor boys Kwena Mapaga was playing against a couple of weeks ago. Poor guys.
And you know what's crazy? KG the other day said he's played with legends, but now he gets to play with his mates. And now Kwena is in that position where he's playing against legends.
Yeah, it's true.
And soon he'll play with his mates. I can't wait to see that happen. The quality of cricket just improves when there's chemistry in the team. Now, all-rounder Vian Mulder is back in the team, as well as spinner Keshav Maharaj. Now, they replace injured batter Tony D'Souza and all-rounder Corbin Bosch, who had a dream debut in the first test. Mapaka replaces fast bowler Dane Patterson. And then over to some football. AmaZulu defender Wade Eurster anticipates intense competition against Golden Arrows in their Betway Premiership derby this weekend. Now, Sutu's recent success has been against Cape Town City in a 1-0 victory, bringing the count up to 4 wins in 6 matches. On the other hand, Abafana Bastende, who've parted ways with coach Mabuti Kwe or Kenyeza, has failed to win their last 2 matches. Eustace says they're playing for more than just a win.
I think, like you said, it's going to be a tough game. It's a derby. We always want to win derbies, but we also want to carry on with the momentum that we've had in the last few games. So, yeah, we want to go out to win the game. Obviously, like, we go out to win every other game, but that's more so because it comes with bragging rights.
Staying with football, former Arsenal midfielder Paul Merson has urged his team to be bold in the January transfer market.
If I was Arsenal and I had the money, I'd go out and buy Isak. You know, I'd break the bank for him. I think he's the best of the best. I think he takes Arsenal to another level.
Merson told Sky Sports News, Mikel Arteta's side can't afford to lose any more ground in the Premier League title race. They're 6 points behind leaders Liverpool, who have a game in hand. Ending off with some tennis, Novak Djokovic can move a step closer to winning his 100th career ATP title when he plays in the quarterfinals of the Brisbane International today. Now, the Serbian goes up against American Riley Opelka for the very first